Want to look at familiar scripture to many of you, but perhaps we'll give it enough different look that it might strike a new chord. 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13, reading from the scripture. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. I read that as Paul speaking, and probably, hopefully not to detract, but there's that sentence in there that says, when I became a man, I'm still working on that. That was Paul speaking. So someday I'm going to put childish ways behind as well. Love. Pretty easy. Don't we all know what love is? I mean, as a kid, I knew what love was. It was a feeling I felt when I felt a feeling that I'd never felt before. It was for a little blonde-haired girl in junior high. I thought that's what love is. Oh. Sorry. Isn't that what love is? Well, yeah, in part. Scripture says we only know in part what love is. Love is many different things. Love is depth. For those who would like to sometime, go back and look at hymn 247, More Love to Thee, that one verse that talked about pain and suffering and all those things. And love can be found there. Love can be found in all aspects of life. It comes when we hurt. It comes when we're helped. It comes when we're the helper. Love. We need to love. It's part of our being, and yet sometimes we're afraid to love. We're afraid of being vulnerable. We're afraid to put ourselves out there, because if we put ourselves out there, what happens if it isn't accepted? Hence, going back to junior high and a little blonde-haired girl. It isn't always accepted. It isn't always accepted in the way we want. But love is, and love needs to be, and love needs to be given, as Christ gave for us. C.S. Lewis, again, one of my favorites, has a quote about love that I can't shake, and hopefully it is one that you will consider as well. To love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything, and your heart will certainly be wrung and possibly broken. I probably never cried harder than Gomer, our dog, died. And I cried and cried because I loved a dog. But I loved others too. Thinking of that, I can still remember feeling so guilty when my Aunt Lena died. And she was very old. And Mom told me that Aunt Lena died. Yeah. And then my fifth grade teacher died, Mrs. Lewis. I don't know if any of you know Lewis family from over by Union Witten. Dawn is the daughter of Mrs. Lewis and Drew. So I wept for a long time for Mrs. Lewis. And I felt, what's wrong with me? My own flesh and blood? And I, okay. Well, Aunt Lena was late 80s, probably. Really didn't know Aunt Lena very well. Mrs. Lewis, I knew. So, our love. Love anything and your heart will certainly be wrung and possibly broken. If you want to make sure of keeping your love intact, you must give your heart to no one, not even to an animal. Wrap it up carefully, round with hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock your love up safe in the casket or coffin of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, your love will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. Love must be given. Love must be shared. You can't hang on to it. Love is something if you give it away. You remember that little cheery song that we used to sing? Just like a magic penny. Give it out and you'll get back so many. So, that's what love can be. We have to give it away. And love here in Scripture. The thing that I need to do, and perhaps you may as well, is to look at this and go to the verse 4, where it starts, love is patient, love is kind. Wherever it says love or it or has the assertion of love, insert your name. I'll let you know how it sounds from my standpoint. And it's my barometer, kind of to find out really where my love level is at. Arlen is patient. Arlen is kind. Arlen does not envy. Arlen does not boast. Arlen is not proud. Well, Arlen is not rude. Arlen is not self-seeking. Arlen is not easily angered. Arlen keeps no records of wrongs. I guess I do. Arlen does not delight in evil but rejoices with the truth. Yep. Arlen protects, trusts, hopes, perseveres. That's about all I can do right now. I don't know how far you can get. Putting your name in and say, where am I at? And as you read it, things kind of trigger, and you can read it, but what's your heart really saying? What's your soul and spirit reacting to when you go through those words? Because love means something. You mean something. How you live and love means a lot. So, what is love? We can look at some other scripture, and if you'd like to look at 1 John with me, 4:20. I think we'll start back a little bit further, just to be reminded. So, we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, "I love God," yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his brother. Sisters, too. All inclusive. Love's a heavy thing. It's, again, so much beyond what I experienced as a kid. And I'm sure you have similar experiences and similar thoughts on love, what it is. But consider the scriptures. Consider what it says about love. John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. It says if you obey God's commands, you will live in his love. And sometimes, again, we have to think about how we're going to approach that. We're going to white-knuckle it by ourselves and just try to keep it to ourselves, or do we share our needs? And it's difficult. And, you know, Peg, we're with you. And we need to find more ways we can be with you. But you had to be vulnerable. Probably 70 other people here that have things they need to be vulnerable about as well. Open. So, we need to find that person who is having God live through them, that source of love, so that we can experience God's love. I wish it were a little easier, but I'm going to have a couple guys come up and share with us about installing love. So, if Ben, Daniel, you guys come up. Thinking about it in a different manner. We'll try to get all hooked up here. I wish we could have arranged things a little bit more so you could see their faces, but you guys will get to enjoy Ben a little bit more, and you guys will get to enjoy Daniel a little bit more. And if you can't, go ahead and move. It's not limited seating.
Yes, how can I help you?
Well, after much consideration, I've decided to install love. Can you guide me through the process?
Yes, I can help you. Are you ready to proceed?
Well, I'm not very technical, but I think I'm ready. What do I do first?
The first step is to open your heart. Have you located your heart?
Yes, but there are several other programs running now. Is it okay to install Love while they're running?
What programs are running?
Let's see. I have Past Hurt, Low Self-Esteem, Grudge and Resentment running right now.
No problem. Love will gradually erase past hurt from your current operating system. It may remain in your permanent memory, but it will no longer disrupt other programs. Love will eventually override low self-esteem with a module of its own called high self-esteem. However, you have to completely turn off grudge and resentment. Those programs prevent love from being properly installed. Can you turn those off?
I don't know how to turn them off. Can you tell me how?
With pleasure. Go to your start menu and invoke forgiveness. Do this as many times as necessary until grudge and resentment have been completely erased.
Okay, done. Love has started installing itself. Is that normal?
Yes, but remember that you have only the base program. You need to begin connecting to others' hearts in order to get the upgrades.
Oops, I have an error message already. It says, error, program not running on internal components. What should I do?
Don't worry. It means that the love program is set up to run on your internal hearts, but it has not yet been run on your heart. In non-technical terms, it simply means you have to love yourself before you can love others.
So what should I do?
Pull down self-acceptance, then click on the following files. Forgive self, realize your worth, and acknowledge your limitations.
Okay, done.
Now copy them to the My Heart directory. The system will overwrite any conflicting files and begin patching faulty programming. Also, you need to delete Verbo's self-criticism from all directories and empty your recycling bin to make sure it is completely gone and never comes back.
Got it. Hey, my heart is filling up with new files. Smile is playing on my monitor, and Peace and Contentment are copying themselves all over my heart. Is this normal?
Sometimes, for others, it takes a while, but eventually everything gets it at the proper time. So love is installed and running. One more thing before we hang up. Love is freeware. Be sure to give it and its various modules to everyone you meet. They will in turn share it with others and return some cool modules back to you.
Thank you. I couldn't have done it without you.
Were it just that easy? And in a way, it is simple. It is simple in that we come to Christ and we ask for forgiveness and he starts to install love. And we sometimes think it's an immediate overflow, overrun of everything we need. Folks, you can't handle everything all at once. I can't handle everything all at once. He'll give us enough grace and enough love to handle the situation at present. Well, there is much to consider with love. But our consideration today is our love for Christ and his love for us. And then how that translates into us loving one another. It is difficult for me to read and to put that into my life, that if I am not loving my brother, I am not loving God. That I need to put myself before Christ and find out, well, what's up? I need to listen, I need to learn, and I need to change. I always want so much to change them first, but I can't. So I need to find out what I can do. And that's the way it is. Life is a lot of different levels, a lot of different stages. Again, if you go back at 247, More Love to Thee, O Christ. For me, that's kind of the older version of a new song that talks about how love comes around and what it does for us. So, Isaac, I'm going to have you queue up number 7 in just a moment. Start it. This is not to be very impressive. This is just to be sung so that you can hear the words, and perhaps you can find out which phase you are in, because I kind of go from one verse to the other. Sometimes I go back to the first verse, sometimes, you know, just back and forth. So perhaps you'll find specifically where you're at and realize that to be in love with Christ is the answer in each of these. So let's try and do this. So, I can only give you words. You will live the actions. You will be able to carry out love as long as you embed yourself in the source of love. The foundation you may find in the scripture, your energy will come through your times of devotion and fellowship. So, let it be for the rest of this day and the rest of our lives that we learn what love is and share it with others. May it be for you and may it be for me. Amen. So the foundation of it, probably when I heard it clearest as a child was through a song. And Jesus loves me. So if you would stand and sing with me, that's 251 in the hymnal.